It's Thursday, January 7th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tech fallout from yesterday in DC, Wi-Fi 6E is here, and data tells us if SolarWinds Orion will survive. This is the Business of Tech. To start Thursday's news, let's talk about the tech impact about what happened at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Twitter locked President Trump's Twitter account for 12 hours after posting lies about the results of the 2020 presidential election, which was scheduled to release that lock on Thursday. The company cited violations of its policies around disinformation. Facebook and Instagram also blocked the president, initially for a period of 24 hours, and then on Thursday announced it would be indefinite. The company is also reported to have been freezing comments on discussion threads internally from employees around calls to deplatform the president. YouTube also removed videos by the president. The Washington Post is reporting on the incident from a cybersecurity perspective, showing how the assault breached physical security and compromised the network. A computer was stolen from a senator's office, physical access was allowed, as physical papers were opened and accessed, and the speed of the evacuation left computers unlocked. As another researcher stated, quote, "We watched a network breach in real time." So why do we care? Let's start by pouring one out for the poor IT staff of the Capitol, who now have an entirely compromised network to handle from physical intrusion. Security starts entirely with physical security, and when that's been compromised, all is lost. You have a classic case study here for customers, as you can describe a breach in terms that will be incredibly relevant and understandable to anyone. I could dwell on the lessons, set auto lock policies, etc., but remember, all is lost regardless. Now, onto the platforms. I'll remind everyone that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all private companies. This is not a public square. Additionally, shouting fire to cause a panic is a crime, even in a private space. If you don't see regulation coming here, you're not paying attention. The Wi-Fi Alliance has launched its Wi-Fi 6E certification program, which it announced on Thursday, January 7th. Just in time for CES 2021, this set the standards into Wi-Fi Certified 6, which the Alliance hopes will spur new devices. The certification focuses on standardizing security protocols, including the use of the new WPA3. Why do we care? New wave of products to come into the market this year, and clearly opportunities to drive new solutions to customers. With CES next week, we'll have a lot to consider for the new year. Are there enough devices to warrant it now? Probably not, but this could well be a part of any office redesign too, as customers consider a post-pandemic use of their space. Three updates to the SolarWinds hack. It's been revealed that the hackers potentially accessed about 3% of the Justice Department's Office 365 mailboxes, making the department at least the eighth U.S. government agency to reportedly be hit. SolarWinds has agreed to pay former CEO Kevin Thompson $314,500 for legal fees to help the company defend against investigations. Per CRN, quote, Thompson is to make himself available to SolarWinds for any investigations, litigation, arbitration, or civil and governmental proceedings based on events that occurred during his time as CEO from March 2010 to December 2020. Thompson will report directly to SolarWinds' board and devote the necessary time to performing services that are reasonably requested by the board. Thompson will not be required to take any action if his legal counsel believes the action requested by SolarWinds' board is against Thompson's interest, creates a conflict of interest between SolarWinds and Thompson, or otherwise exposes Thompson to any claim, penalty, or liability. Thompson received nearly $11.5 million in compensation from SolarWinds between 2017 and 2019, according to an SEC filing. Finally, data compiled by Census, a company that monitors the internet, reveals data about the number of Orion servers on the internet. 2 days before the breach, on December 15th, there were about 1,400 Orion servers exposed to the internet. That began to drop and hit a low of about 1,220 on December 28th. But as the new year came, on Monday, January 4th, there were 1,551 servers online, 10% more than before the breach disclosure. So why do we care? I want to start with the usage data, which is something I've been asked about by investors. Will customers leave SolarWinds? The answer short term appears to be no, in that these numbers at least indicate that users are not leaving the Orion products instantly. When they were told to power them down, it appears those systems were then powered back up. This is important to track for the long-term viability of that company. I've offered that their new leadership has a chance to clear the shelves of tainted Tylenol and make a massive pivot, that they could save themselves long-term if they pull it off. It's the path I see to survival. I'm just pointing out the protections, cooperations, or consulting SolarWinds is offering for its former CEO. I'll leave you, dear listener, to make your own judgment. Finally, the DOJ piece adds more to the statement. We're a long way from done on understanding what happened. Headaches with customers texting your technicians? Gazinta's Text brings your texting conversation into service tickets. Set your MSP apart by allowing your customers to communicate the way they want, without losing control of the conversation. Since text messages are 10 times more likely to be opened than email, you can get your tickets to resolved faster, an essential tool for supporting a growing remote workforce. Go to tixt.us, that's T-I-X-T.us, to sign up for a free 30-day trial. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm working on a new project that I should launch tomorrow, so I've made a change or two to my audio. If you've noticed anything, please let me know. I want to continue tweaking to make sure I get it right. Talk to you again tomorrow.